Okay, let's dig into this. If you're working in project management, you probably know the feeling all too well. It's just this constant stream of fires to put out, right? And the sheer amount of data, well, it can be completely overwhelming. And sometimes, maybe more often than we'd like to admit, you feel less like a project lead and more like an Excel therapist, just trying to coax data into shape.
Oh, definitely. It's a common pain point. So much of the actual strategic work, the planning, the real communication, reporting meaningful insights, it gets buried. Buried under hours and hours of, frankly, tedious manual data prep.
Absolutely. So that's what this deep dive is really about. We're exploring a path, maybe the way through that chaos. We're pulling insights from some great source material actually used in a Vanderbilt course, all about integrating generative AI into project management. Think of it like getting a bit of a sneak peek into how this tech can actually practically help you.
Yeah, our mission here is really to unpack how Gen AI could potentially empower project managers, give you some real superpowers, you could say. We want to cut through some of the noise, the hype, and maybe some of the fear around AI, demystify it a bit, and really focus on how it can empower people. That's the key.
Right. And the course material we looked at, it covered a few core things. The basic why Gen AI, which we should definitely talk about, then this really important idea of people-centric AI and a practical tech example to see it working, plus some exercises they did. For this deep dive, let's maybe focus on those first three parts, the why, the people angle, and that concrete example.
Sounds good. Let's jump straight into that big question then. Why Gen AI? What's the real driver here? Well, the fundamental idea presented in the material is pretty simple at its core. Computing tools exist to make us more capable, to help us do things better, faster.
Right. Makes sense. And how have we typically done that in project management? Usually it means building specific software, doesn't it? Maybe you condition a custom dashboard, or someone writes these like complex scripts for automated reports, or maybe a system for sending updates.
Exactly. And those can work, but they come with baggage. They're often expensive to develop initially. And then there's the ongoing support, the maintenance. Oh, and the compatibility headaches every time something else updates. It's constant.
Yeah, constant battle.
So what's really interesting here, the potential shift with Gen AI, is that it offers a different way. Instead of needing all these very specific, custom-built tools for every little task, Gen AI is, well, it's general purpose. The big idea is you might be able to replace a lot of that custom stuff or those very niche tools just by being able to talk to your data, using plain English to get things done that used to need actual programming or, hours clicking through menus.
That feels like a pretty major shift in thinking. And it ties perfectly into what you mentioned earlier, what I think is maybe the most critical piece from this material, the human-first approach, people-centric AI. They really hammer home that project management fundamentally isn't just about Gantt charts and budgets. It's about empowering the people on your team, enabling their creativity, their effectiveness.
Yeah, and that immediately raises the question, okay, how do we make sure AI actually serves that goal, serves us, the humans, the team members? And the absolute key takeaway, the non-negotiable point from the source, is that AI must empower individuals. It's not designed to be some kind of digital overlord, dictating everything. And it's definitely not there to replace the project manager.
Okay, so not replacement, but enablement.
Exactly. The goal isn't some fully automated system running the project. It's about giving you, the PM, and maybe your team too, tools to find clarity, to gain perspective when everything feels chaotic, to help make better, more creative, more responsible decisions. It's about the computer being a really powerful assistant in the loop.
In the loop.
But, and this is crucial, it should never be the loop itself. You avoid just shouting drivel into the void, hoping the machine sorts it out. Human oversight is key.
So it sounds like it speeds things up, helps you get to the important insights faster, but always with that human judgment, that human direction layered on top.
Precisely. Accelerating communication, maybe drafting initial versions of reports, quickly summarizing long documents, getting the basic concepts out fast so the human brain can then do the refining, the strategic thinking, the directing, rather than getting, bogged down in the mechanics.
Which brings us right back to that Excel therapist feeling we started with. So much time just disappears into wrestling with spreadsheets, cleaning data, reformatting columns, trying to get things lined up before you can even think about analysis, or even just building a simple pivot table.
It's pure friction, isn't it? It pulls you away from the strategic stuff, from actually talking to your team, solving real problems. And this is exactly where GenAI, according to this material, offers a potential breakthrough. It offers a way to automate a lot of that really mundane, repetitive data prep. The idea is using tools like LLMs, you know, ChatGPT and similar models, as powerful assistance for data manipulation, specifically to help you get to those data-driven decisions much, much faster so you can focus on the people, the project's actual challenges.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right, the core hypothesis here, the main idea driving this, is something like, we should aim to do the easy things quickly and the hard things slowly. Is that it?
That's the essence of it, yeah. And what's really interesting is how they define easy in this context. It's not about things that take no time, necessarily. It's about tasks that are conceptually simple. Things like sorting a list, making sure all the dates are in the same format, maybe generating a standard project update template. These things might take a lot of time and feel incredibly tedious, but figuring out how to do them doesn't usually require deep, creative human problem solving, just kind of brute force execution time.
Ah, okay. Got it. So the time-consuming but mentally straightforward stuff, that's the sweet spot. And that's where these LLMs apparently shine.
Right.
They can chew through those easy but time-consuming tasks super fast.
Exactly. Which then frees us up, allows us to use our uniquely human skills, our creativity, our complex problem-solving, our empathy, our strategic thinking for the genuinely hard challenges, the things that actually need our focused attention.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And to make this less abstract, they give a really good practical example. Text parsing. Think about it. Project managers are swimming in text data, right? Emails, meeting minutes, reports, comments on tickets, requirements, documents. And buried in all that text is key information you need to pull out. Names, email addresses, dates, action items, specific keywords. But that info is almost never formatted neatly or consistently.
Ugh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Trying
to extract email addresses when you've got 20 different formats in one document. One's just name@company.com. The next has angle brackets. Another says contact, name@company.com. Work. Maybe some have accents, international characters. It's messy.
It's a classic problem. And historically, trying to pull that kind of varied info out reliably meant learning and writing something called regular expressions, regex.
Right.
Which are powerful, definitely, but also notoriously dense, complex, and incredibly time-consuming to get right.
Oh, I've heard of regex. Sounds intimidating.
It can be. Writing a really robust regex pattern to handle all those variations you mentioned, that could easily take hours, maybe even days for complex cases, and then it breaks the moment someone uses a slightly different format. Or you encounter, say, global characters you didn't account for, they become almost impossible to maintain sometimes.
Okay, so how does GenAI change that picture?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Instead of you needing to become a regex guru and craft these intricate code patterns, you can basically just tell a large language model what you want using natural language.
You mean like literally type in, pull out all the names and email addresses from this text, even the weirdly formatted ones?
Pretty much, yeah. The source material notes that, amusingly, an LLM might first suggest using regex itself, it knows about it. But if you push it, if you instruct it to just do the task, perform the extraction, it can actually process large amounts of messy, varied text surprisingly well and quickly. It can manipulate the text based on your plain English instructions and maybe build you a nice, clean table of names and emails.
Wow. And it actually works reliably.
Well, the material says it gets you nearly all the way there, and often in just seconds.
Nearly all the way there in seconds.
Okay.
Compared to potentially hours or days fighting with regex.
Uh-huh.
That sounds, well, transformative. And I'm guessing nearly all the way there implies you still need to glance over it, check for errors.
Exactly. Verification is still absolutely crucial. You need to check the output for accuracy. Humans stay in the loop. But it fundamentally changes the task, right? It shifts the effort from the incredibly time-consuming part of building the solution from scratch to the much faster task of reviewing and maybe making minor corrections.
Okay, I see. That's a huge time saver. And this isn't just about emails, right? This text parsing capability applies more broadly. The source mentioned other project management tasks.
Oh, absolutely. It generalizes really well. Think about all the other tedious text and data tasks you might do. Cleaning up inconsistent terminology and status reports. Parsing dates and times when they come in different formats, maybe even different time zones. Standardizing the formatting or language used across various project documents. Converting bullet points into a table, or vice versa.
Finding and replacing text across lots of files.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even changing the perspective in a report from, like, first person to third person.
Yes, all of those. Sorting information, merging data from different sources, removing duplicate entries. These are all examples of tasks that are conceptually pretty straightforward, but manually they just eat up so much time. And automating them used to require specialized skills, maybe some programming knowledge. They even mentioned older tools like Perl.
Right, stuff most project managers don't have or don't have time for.
Exactly. GenAI makes this kind of powerful text and data manipulation much more accessible. It really does empower the project manager by removing that massive time sink of just, you know, mechanical data wrangling.
So let's bring this all back to you, the person listening right now. What this source material seems to be really suggesting is this. If you've got a task in your day-to-day project work, a task that takes a long time, feels like a grind, but when you actually stop and think about it, the concept of what needs doing is pretty simple, like manipulating text, pulling out specific bits of info, standardizing formats. That's your cue.
That's the signal. Give GenAI a shot with those kinds of tasks. See what happens. And frame it in your mind not as, oh no, the robots are taking over, but as, here's a powerful assistant that can free up maybe, you know, a significant chunk of my day. You're essentially transforming tasks that currently feel hard, just because they're time-consuming and tedious, even if conceptually easy, into tasks that are genuinely easy and effectively done. They just need that final quick check from you for accuracy.
Yeah, it's really not about making the project manager redundant. Seems much more about offloading the busy work, the friction, giving you back your valuable time and, frankly, your mental energy. So you can focus on the stuff that really matters, the human elements.
Yeah.
Leading your team, navigating tricky stakeholder issues, fostering collaboration, making those tough strategic calls.
The creative, complex problem solving that likely drew you to project management in the first place?
Exactly.
So maybe here's a thought to take away as you head back into your work week. What's one task you do regularly? Something that feels conceptually easy, but just takes forever.
Could you maybe try pointing a GenAI tool at it this week, just as an experiment? Think about the potential impact.
Yeah.
What could you do with that time if you got it back? What higher value challenge could you finally tackle?